in the community, and last week during what the kids were doing in their groups was thinking about precisely that and whether they would like to come and share it for themselves or not. I have three contributions here that were generated by Anastasia, Daisy and Solly. Now, I know you're all here. If you'd like to come and share yours, you're welcome. Otherwise, I will read them. Sol, would you like to come up? You can. Daisy, would you like to come and share yours? We've got Daisy's very colourful writing here. Would you like to come and share this? You're welcome to. Some of Daisy's exceptionally great pictures, which will become relevant and apparent in a minute. Would you like to come and hold your pictures at least? That would be very helpful. And Anastasia Izzy, she's got three things to hold up, so you can come and hold one for her as well. Oh, actually four. So Sol, I need you anyway. There we go. You can pass those out. Come on, Iz. You're all right. So the kids yet last week were thinking about what fellowship in the community is and thinking about what community is, in fact. So we have the first idea of community, which suggests that community is people who work together and they trust one another and they know everyone in the community. They are like a family and they meet up in a building to share stuff. They are all friends and they do not feel threatened by anyone in the community. The community is like a club where you have more than one focus and you do lots of things. There are small people, happy people. Is there a happy person on there? Yeah, happy person. Small people, happy people, sad people, tall people, lonely people. Is it you've got a lonely person there? Lonely people, not lonely people, weird people, posh people, ugly people, beautiful people, fat people, skinny people, and lots of people are very naff. If we put ourselves in that category, I don't know. Another idea about community is that community is made up of people. Tall people. Where are the tall people? Turn them round. Oh, there's Solly. Yeah. Daisy, turn your picture around. There's a tall person right there. See? Tall people. Small people. Oh, there's a small person. Happy people, sad people. Whatever you are, we are all part of a community. A community doesn't mean you have to meet up or take part in social life. It means you live there. You don't have to know everybody. You don't have to be friends. You just need to be part of a community. So thank you for that. There's a third idea of what community might be. I think community is the way areas have a sense of unity. If you are a part of a community, you will often have something in common. Most people feel that a community is a good thing, but some just want to be on their own. A lot of communities become closed off quite quickly and are mostly self-sufficient, but they are difficult for new people to become involved in. Very few communities are actually available for new people to join. Now, that last one is particularly interesting. We are a fellowship. We looked at this last week and the week before. We are a fellowship around Christ. Are we open for new people to join that fellowship? Thank you, guys. That's very helpful. Thank you for your contributions. These were written by the kids, so they're not mine. But one other thing that was thought about was the meaning of fellowship. We have perhaps thought about some of these, but fellowship here includes sharing belongings, teamwork, sportsmanship, love, arguments, saying sorry, understanding, valuing each other, teaching, sharing ideas, community, and friendship. Maybe those things strike a chord with us this morning. All of those things perhaps ought to be, including arguments, ought to be features of this fellowship here, the body of Christ in this place. How we act and how we carry ourselves through all of those things shows us for who we are. So without further ado, I have some readings from Scripture. I'd like to invite Lizzie to come and give us our first reading from Acts 16, verses 9 to 15.
So the first reading is taken from Acts 16, 9 to 15. It's on page 1111, if you want to find it. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. From Troas, we put out to sea and sailed straight for Samothrace, and the next day on to Neapolis. From there, we traveled to Philippi, a Roman colony, and the leading city of that district of Macedonia, and we stayed there several days. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, who was a worshipper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. "If you consider me a believer in the Lord," she said, "come and stay at my house." And she persuaded us. Here ends the reading.
The second reading is taken from Leviticus chapter 19, verses 32 to 37, and it's found on page 122, if you'd like to follow. It says, "Rise in the presence of the aged, show respect for the elderly, and revere your God. I am the Lord. When an alien lives with you in your land, do not ill-treat him. The alien living with you must be treated as one of your native-born. Love him as yourself, for you were aliens in Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Do not use dishonest standards when measuring length, weight, or quantity. Use honest scales and an honest ephah and an honest hin. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt. Keep all my decrees and all my laws and follow them. I am the Lord." The final reading is taken from John, the Gospel of John, chapter 14, which is found on page 1082. Starting at verse 23. Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and he will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you, But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away and I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. This is the word of the Lord. We'll come back to those readings a little bit later. There are some interesting things about fellowship and community to be gotten from those readings. But first, before we do that, I think it would be good if we sang some more songs that the kids have chosen. So the songs we sang at the beginning were chosen by the children last week, and again, these as well. So if you'd like to stand, and children, if you'd like to come up and do the actions, that would be fantastic. If you don't want to, please come anyway, because otherwise I'm going to be doing them on my own. We have that same sharing and participation with other people who do not know Jesus. It's not a rhetorical question. Do we have the same sharing of Jesus with people who do not know Jesus? If people don't know Jesus, are they part of what Jesus is offering to people who trust and believe in him? No. So we do not have Christian fellowship with those who do not know Jesus. This sounds quite exclusive and unkind. I appreciate that. But Jesus said in our reading from John this morning, those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. When it comes to fellowship, we are required to keep the words of Christ in order to be part of the fellowship that we enjoy, the fellowship of Christ. Even if we do not have that same sharing in Christ with all those who do not believe in Christ, that does not mean that we cannot extend to everyone we meet the same grace, love, truth, and justice that God asks us to share with one another. We can build fellowship as part of the witness to God's kingdom. Now, we looked at God's kingdom in a sermon series in the beginning of the new year. Maybe casting our minds back that far is a little too much to ask on this time on a Sunday morning, but God's kingdom extends to wherever justice, mercy, truth, and peace reign. Where God is present, those things will be present. And who is it that takes those things out into the world? We do. The church, the fellowship of Christ, takes God's love and justice, his mercy and his peace, and his truth out into the world. As we heard from the reading in Leviticus, it said, when an alien or a foreigner resides with you in your land, you shall not oppress them. The foreigner who resides with you shall be to you as a citizen among you. You shall love the alien as yourself, for you were aliens, foreigners, in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. What it says essentially, is that anyone who's not Jewish still had the rights of anyone who was Jewish if they were living in the land of Israel. So this is open to anyone. The fellowship of Christ, as we now have it, is open to anyone. Anyone who chooses to trust in Christ can become part of this fellowship. It's very clear. That's the glorious message of the gospel. The fact that anybody who repents and believes and has faith in Christ will be saved. And this is the same story we hear from the reading in Acts, where Paul had a vision of a man from Macedonia. How he knew that this man was from Macedonia, we don't know. But he had a vision of a man from Macedonia saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." When he had seen this, he immediately tried to cross over to Macedonia because they were convinced that God was calling them, Paul and his friends, to proclaim the good news to them. So part of this is to do with the church's mission. Our fellowship here in Christ, what we enjoy, has a purpose. We do need to go out in the same way that we went out onto the field this morning. We need to go out and share with people and proclaim the good news of Christ. Now, I know that lots of us already do that in lots of different ways. There's doing it individually, and there's doing it together as a fellowship. Paul went over to Macedonia, and they remained in the city of Philippi. What they sought to do there when they got there was to go out of the city, go out to where people would gather together, where they believed there to be a place of prayer. This wasn't going to be a place of prayer for Christians. This was going to be a pagan place of prayer down by the river, a place where ordinary people gathered together to do ordinary things, but one of which at the time was to offer sacrifices to their gods. Paul and his friends went there to discuss with those people and to proclaim the good news of Jesus. And a woman named Lydia, who was a worshipper of God, although she did not know Jesus, listened eagerly, and the Lord opened her heart. She and her household were then baptized. They became part of the fellowship of Christ and then welcomed Paul and his friends into her home. We go out to where people are. We proclaim the message of salvation in Jesus Christ, and God can open people's hearts to receive that message and join the fellowship of those who gather in his name. This is mission. This is evangelism. At the end of the day, it's not all that complicated. We are taking God's justice, mercy, grace, truth, and love out into the community. We are building good things. We heard that in our reading from Leviticus again, where it said, "You shall not cheat in measuring length, weight, or quantity. You shall have honest balances, honest weights." So an ephah was a volume of flour, and a hin was a volume of oil. "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Keep everything I have commanded you." Why should we have no cheating when it comes to measuring lengths, weights, or quantity? Be honest in our dealings. Well, straightforward, simple answer is that this helps build community. It builds trust. It builds justice. It builds mercy, grace, and truth. To be honest and good in the things that we do, in the name of Jesus, builds community. All of which is leading to social welfare. The welfare of all of us in a larger community outside the bounds of this fellowship of Christ. We are seeking good for each other, for those around us where we live, and for the world around us too. So why did we go out onto the field? Well, if you hold up the piece of litter that you found in one hand, and you hold up the piece of God's creation in the other hand, it is not only the mission to do good, but it is an act of worship. It is an act of worship to God to do as he has asked us. We care for his creation by keeping it clean. We care for our community by keeping it clean. We care about other people individually and together by doing things that maybe other people don't want to do. We care for God's creation because he has asked us to. We care for God's creation because it is the right thing to do. We care for God's creation because it's a good thing to do. And as we are well aware, things are not going well with God's creation at the moment. So all the more reason that we should. We are also making the field out there more pleasant and more available to those who are part of the community. We are serving the community by going out and cleaning up litter, but we are also serving Christ. We do these things because God gives us strength to do so, and God gives us the reason and the purpose to do so. So to recap, fellowship in community. Do we have fellowship in a wider community if those whom we meet do not know Jesus? Well, they are not participating in Christ if they do not know Jesus. But we are. Does that mean that's where it stops? No. Because we who know the Lord our God go out in his name to build good things, to do good works, to do well for everyone we meet. This is building fellowship in our community and in the world around us, both for people and for the world, the creation that God has given us. All of these things begin with prayer. Where is God asking us to go? To whom is God asking us to speak? What is God asking us to address in the world around us? Each of us will have a different answer to those questions because each of us has been given different gifts and be put in different places, whether it be our workplace or the people that we meet every day, whether it's at school. All of these things. So in that attitude of prayer, seeking God first and his kingdom, that all that we need might be added to us and all that we need to go out into the world might be given us as well. I'm going to hand over to Lizzie to do an activity for prayer, which everybody can join in with and which will be both on the tables at the back and where you're seated. We've done this before. I hope you're familiar.
So many of you will have done this before. We're going to use paper chains as a symbol. And today, they're going to be a symbol of how we are in one fellowship and are united in prayer together. So as we build our paper chain, it's going to be a sign that we are together, praying together. but also a sign of how we're reaching out into our community. So we've talked about how we can be linked to our community, how we can be getting to know people and showing love and peace and joy within the world around us. So as we build our prayer chain, there are two things: our unity together, but also the links we're creating with the community. So I want you to think about the places that you'll be this week, whether those are work or school or family or home. Think about those things that you're already connected to, particularly people in need. Or you might want to think about a group of people or a street or somebody you don't even know by name, but you'd really like to lift them up in prayer today. And I'm going to place these at the back. There's some different coloured paper. You might want to pick your favourite colour or a colour that symbolises something for you. There's some glue sticks to start gluing them together. And we'll start creating our prayer and then join our prayers together at the end in one prayer together. So I'm going to put these at the back, and please go and start.